Well, good evening, and thank you for being here again. Appreciate Brother Mike in his reading this evening in Malachi chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. You know, over the centuries, there have been many who has challenged God, who has challenged His Word with all sorts of foolish questions. You know, most of us at some time have probably witnessed, perhaps in Walmart or a grocery store or a toy store, where a child has shown great contempt for the parents because the child was lying on the floor, screaming, crying, throwing a tantrum, kicking his feet, banging his hands on the floor, showing totally disrespect for the parent. Now, our reaction many times when we see something like that, I have said many times, if I had done that when I was that child's age, I probably wouldn't live to do it again. Most of you here probably could say the same thing. But you know, parents are not the only ones who are treated disrespectfully. Sometimes our disrespect reaches all the way to God. And that's what Malachi is addressing here. I would like for us to examine how on one occasion God decided to answer all of the disrespectful questions of His people. We can see, first of all, in chapter 1 and verse 2, Malachi writes, Lord God speaking, I have loved you, saith the Lord, yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord, yet I love Jacob? God chose them to be His people, but yet they simply failed to acknowledge God's love and God's care. So let's kind of look at us in modern day time. May 4th, 2025. How did God show His love for us? How did He show His love? You know, it's a simple question, but you know, many people have a hard time answering that question. So, how did God show love? How do we know that God loves us? Well, it's very simple, and we can find the answer in the New Testament. Specifically, John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How do we know that God loves us? Because He sent His Son to die. Love is an action. This is something that God did to prove that while we were still yet sinners, that He loved us. He even loved these people that Malachi is talking about. But yet they were so disrespectful that He had to teach them a lesson. And many times today, people are still disrespectful to the Almighty God. even modern day Christians, many times show disrespect. Even though God loved us so much that he sent his son to die on the cross for us. Jesus himself says in John chapter 15 and verse 3, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. How many of you here that are parents? Most are. Would you die for your child? Would you give your life for that child? If I could have gave my life for my daughter Rebecca, I'd have done it in a heartbeat. It reminds me of a little story about a little 5-year-old boy. His older sister, by a few years, needed a kidney transplant. He was the only match that could be found. He agreed, after talking with his parents and the doctors, to give his sister a kidney. But he did not fully understand that he was not going to die. In his mind, he was giving his entire life to his sister. He did not expect to wake up. That's love. God showed his love to us because he sent his son to die on the cross. And Jesus said that greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Now, I'm sure that if it was necessary, that we might even die for a brother and sister. I'm talking about my own feelings. I would die for my wife. And probably most husbands and wives feel the same way. But these people were totally disrespecting God. They said, in what way have you loved us? They fully did not understand God's love. We cannot question God's love because of what he has done for us. Let us not be like these people that Malachi is talking about here. We must never, ever say, God, in what way have you loved us? That's such a foolish question. But they also said, because Malachi said in chapter 1 of verse 6, a son honoreth his father and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear, saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest that despise my name? And you say, wherein have we despised thy name? You know, it's kind of interesting because we can despise a lot of different things, especially things that irritate us, things that cause us problems. But do we despise God? Maybe we do in our actions, in what we do, or maybe in what we don't do. These people here, they despised God by what they did or what they didn't do. They offered him defiled sacrifices. Malachi chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Ye offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and you say, wherein have we polluted thee? in that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee or accept thy person? Saith the Lord of hosts. He's saying, these are the things that you're offering me. The sick, the lame, the blind. You go and offer those same things to the governor, to your ruler. Is he going to be pleased? Is he going to accept those things? Many times we offer to God what really does not cost us much of anything, if nothing. They made it contemptible by what they offered. Do we despise God in what we offer? Now, brothers and sisters, I'm not just talking about what we put in the collection plate every Sunday. What about our time? Do we despise God by not using our time properly? You know, look. We had 43, I believe, here this morning. We have half that here tonight. Now, I understand there's some who simply cannot come. I'm not speaking of those. But there are those that could have come, but yet hasn't. Are they despising the name by their inaction or their actions? That was the problem here with the people of Malachi's day. They were despising the name of the Lord because they simply were not doing the things that they should be doing. They were offering sacrifices that even the governor would not accept. And then, in Malachi chapter 2 and verse 17, Malachi says, this is God speaking, you have wearied the Lord with your words. Yet ye say, wherein have we wearied him? When ye say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them. Or where is the judgment of God? Or where is God's judgment? They accused God of being unfair. Today we have the same situation. Evil is called good, and good is called evil. And if you speak out about the evil that's being called good, you're ostracized, you're put out, you're ridiculed. They try to destroy you for what you're proclaiming. How many times have we asked the question, why me? Why do I have to do it? Do we weary God by our unwillingness to do what we should be doing? Most of you, you might have seen this old movie, James Garner, Support Your Local Sheriff. You remember towards the beginning, he walks into the bar and the guy that he shot this other guy, and then he goes in later to arrest him, and he's talking and carrying on, and James Garner says, you know, you just weary me all over. You make me tired. You make me tired all over. Do we do that to God? Can he look down upon us and say, son, daughter, you're wearing me to death because you're not doing what I've asked you to do. And you're giving all kinds of excuses of why you're not doing it. Excuses are not going to get us to heaven. And wearying God in our actions or inactions is not going to get us to heaven. They ask, in what way have we wearied you? Well, that's because they were not doing what they were commanded to do. In fact, they were violating it by calling good evil and evil good. Pretty much what's going on today. And then, after all of this, we read in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 8, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. They did not give their tithes and offerings as they should. Malachi 8 or 2 verse 8, but ye are departed out of the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Now they were to give a tenth of all they had. That's a tenth of their money, of their flocks, of their crops. Everything that they had within their power, a 10% was to be given. And it wasn't the leftover 10%. It was the cream of the crop taken off of the top. God expected the best. Have we ever robbed God by not giving our best? Now, I'm not so much going to talk about giving in the collection plate every Sunday. Some can give more than others, and that's fine dandy. Others are not capable of giving much at all. But do you remember the poor widow woman? They were watching, and all these people, all the priests and the Sadducees and all the highfalutin people were putting large amounts of money into the treasury, and this poor little widow woman put in her two little mites. Who was glorified? Who gave the most? It was the poor widow woman who gave all that she had. It wasn't those who gave a lot. It was the poor woman. Have we robbed God by holding back our giving or giving less than we should? Again, this is not strictly talking about our money. It's talking about our time. It's talking about our effort. It's talking about us giving of ourselves to others. Again, the question is, have we robbed God? Lastly, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 13, your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? That word stout there literally has the idea of being strong against. They spoke strongly against God. Do we speak against God or, you know, by our actions or inactions? You know, what's the old adage? Actions speak louder than words. perhaps we speak against God because of our actions, our attitude, things we do or don't do. They said it was useless to serve God, Malachi 3 and verse 14. Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? What good is it? You know, it's sad when someone tries to accomplish something in the name of the Lord and someone says, well, it's useless. It's not going to profit anything. You're not going to gain anything by doing it. Instead of pitching in and helping, they're strong against. They're stout against those who are willing to put forth an effort. Have we failed to appreciate and acknowledge God's providence? That's what the biggest problem was with these people that God is chastising, is simply because they did not appreciate the providence of God. They did not appreciate all that God had done for them and was willing to do for them. Perhaps, maybe, we have the same problem. The people of Malachi's day needed lessons in humility, thanksgiving, and repentance. Are our needs any different today? I believe we too need lessons in humility, thanksgiving, and repentance. So when we look at this, do we truly understand that God loves us? We should, because he gave his son to prove his love for sinful man. Do we despise the name of God? Do we show contempt? Are we offended? Do we weary God? Do we make him tired all over by our inaction? Maybe by our words, what we don't do, or things that we do? Have we robbed God not only of our monetary things, money, but of our time and our giving of ourselves to the work of the Lord? And do we speak against God by always being negative about the things that we should be accomplishing? Let us not be like the people that Malachi is talking about. Let us be faithful. Let us be joyful. Let us always truly hold in our heart the fact that God so loved us that he was willing to let his son die in our stead. So this evening, if you're here, the invitation is given. If you're in need of prayer for whatever the reason may be,